beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Baba G the K-Band, my spiritual suit of comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G and I'm a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program. And also Dr. Uma is my co-host. She will be also available. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on King, go to king.com/radio to receive a special offer of $5 for 5 minutes, like $10 for 15 minutes, and also $25 for, no, $15 for 25 minutes. So this offer is new. Check into it. And if you'd like to receive any calls and talk to me, you know where to go, to Baba G, Prophet Baba G. And today we have a great show. And before we forget, we wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy holidays to everybody. God's laughter. Remember, laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my 8 p.m. Sunday show. We both are honored and happy to guide you and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. And no fear when Baba is here. I keep your crutches. Now, Dr. Uma is going to give some of her experiences, share with you.
Hi, everybody, and happy holidays, whatever holidays coming in for you. Today, we're going to talk about Christmas. Christmas is just around the corner. And Christmas has an interesting history because of the fact that it's the birth of Jesus. But did you know, okay, that Christmas is celebrated as a day of the advent of Christ into this world, yet it symbolizes a deeply significant truth of the spiritual life. Okay, so Jesus is a personification of divine consciousness. He is born in a time when ignorance, superstition, hatred, all the dark stuff, prevailed in the land. Still is today, but he was born during that time. And of course, just like today, the rulers were arrogant and righteous. People were ignorant. Purity was forgotten. And in the midst of these conditions, Christ was born, and he worked at transforming the lives of people. He gave a new spiritual turn to the lives of man. Thus, a new era was born. So those conditions of darkness and impurity that prevailed before the coming of Christ, this signifies the inner state of the seeker's personality before discrimination has come to them and before a spiritual awakening is taking place. So in a sense, Christ's life was a kind of a symbol of what life is like before enlightenment and then after enlightenment. Okay. So in that period, before Christ was born, the seeker has thought of hasn't really thought of God or any kind of spiritual life. He's just into the pursuit of material things, and he's a slave to his senses, right? Typical seekers like that. He doesn't have any spiritual idea of life. He's desire-ridden, and arrogance and avarice characterize his personality. Okay. In order to get from that shift from ignorance to a new life of spiritual aspiration, then the Christ spirit must take its birth within his heart. That's the real Christmas, when the divine element begins to express itself in the heart of man. That's basically the Christmas spirit right there. It's to be able to be born inside of you the purity and innocence of Christ consciousness. From then onward, light begins to shine where darkness was before. Ignorance gives peace to place to the beginning of wisdom, and impurity is replaced with purity. So in the innermost core, inside oneself, everybody is divine. But upon the field of human personality, there is forces of good and evil, light and dark. Okay, there's always a dichotomy. So the divine and the undivine both operate in the human consciousness of man. So to completely overcome this division and to fully manifest the divinity that already lives in all of us, you have to achieve the living in the Christ consciousness, living in the spiritual life. So this is your sadhana, which is your spiritual practice. This is the method of self-realization. So if, in, you know, the message of Christmas is, if you live the Christ life, if you live a Christ-filled life, the innocence and purity of Christ has to be born in us. Then, only then, spiritual life commences to the aspirant. So, meaning, you have to listen to the urging inside of you that says, there's a lot more to life than this. There's something inside of you that needs to be expressed. And that needs to be honored through a journey, a quest towards that divinity that's already living inside of you. And that all of this materialistic things that people do on a day-to-day basis is not enough. You need to reach out for more. Okay. So in other religious and spiritual traditions, they call it the spiritual path, sadhana, you know, and in it you practice mercy, purity, compassion, love, prayerfulness, okay? And through that you'll be able to achieve serenity and peace and balance. So, anyway, thank you very much for listening.
All right. So, thank you, Dr. Uma. All right. So, we're taking a first person online. You are on air. Go ahead and give your name, please, to our audience. Hello,
hello.
Yes, you are on air.
Hello.
Yes, your name, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name, please, for audience. You are on air.
Hey, this is Adriana.
Oh, hi, Adriana. How are you? Happy holidays. Go ahead.
Hey, Baba Jim. Hey, Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, darling. Go ahead.
Well, I just, I really want to reinforce and ask you two or three main words that I need to remind myself in order to unlock this prosperity in my life. Things that I need to face every day and persist on facing instead of, you know, giving too much importance to things that don't lead me to anything.
Right. So your question being?
Yeah, my question is what you could help me in order to tell me what kind of focus I should keep my mind on in order to achieve that.
Well, what I see in 2019 for you that you're going to be very prosperous. And like I predicted a long time ago, that you're actually going to be a great writer and you make a lot of money on that. But what you need to do is have positivity and self-confidence that you will become a great writer and you will make money, and you will see that in 2019 and onwards, slowly, slowly but surely. You need to increase your self-confidence. Know that everything is going to just be all right and have focus. One focused attention and concentration. So you have to be positive, as attitude is all important, and have positive mental attitude. And you will achieve success. Yes, this is what I see. So these are what you need to do for yourself in your spiritual practice day to day. That's the answer.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Baba.
Thank you so much for coming on air, and you have a great, great Merry Christmas and holidays and New Year. Hopefully you are going to come back again next week in this year. We have one more radio show for this year as well. So you're most welcome. Alrighty. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you.
Love you too.
All right. Last more. Thank you. Good night. So, right. Next person in line.
Hi, Babaji. It's Andrea. Hi, Babaji.
Oh, hello, Andrea. How are you? Yes, hi.
Okay,
hi,
happy
hi,
holidays.
Happy
holidays
to
you.
Andrea from Las
Vegas,
right?
Dr. Uma. Well, I was wondering what 2019 looks like for me.
2019, Andrea, it's going to be actually much better, less stressful, but you're going to have a little obstacle in end of March towards April, but that you need not to react to this obstacle. Just stay put and it's going to come and pass by. So that's just what you need to do, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the year is going to be good. It's going to be positive, you're going to make more money, and you're going to have much more improvement in your love life as well. You have to be much more patient in your love life. That's right. So that's what's going to be happening. For you,
so this is
going to
take place in
future. Go ahead.
Did you say in March? I'm sorry, there's a little bit of static.
Yes, towards end of March and some couple of weeks of April, you're going to have a little hard time. But you should be more patient with that and do not react and don't act on anything. And everything is going to be all right. It's going to be like a dark cloud, and it's going to blow away. That's right.
And you see the job in January coming through?
Right. You got it?
Yeah, do you see the job in January still?
Yes. You're going to get a job sometime. And okay, thank you, everybody. We love you and wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. And everything is going to be all right. Wish you all a happy holiday. And remember to laugh more. Thank you, everybody. Laugh more.